many Somalis were hoping to have what most countries would recognize as proper elections. But that, they agreed about a year ago, would not be possible because there isn't the institutional infrastructure that you need to conduct one-person, one-vote elections. So it was decided to design a hybrid model, which in a way is an advance on 2012, when 135 clan elders chose 275 MPs. Those clan elders, by the way, were all male. So this is a hybrid model, which again involves the clan elders choosing electoral colleges, 51 individuals for each seat in the lower house. The 275 MPs for the lower house will be chosen by 14,000 people. 30% of those people will be female, and 15% will be youth. And then there will be an upper house, which is very significant because the upper house will be chosen on the basis of the 5 or 6 federal member states. One of the federal member states should come into existence literally in the next couple of days. So it's quite a complicated system, but it's definitely a big step forward.
There will also be presidential elections next month. How does the parliamentary elections feed into that?
Well, the 54 MPs from the upper house and the 275 MPs from the lower house will come together first to elect a speaker, and then they will elect the president. And the president should be chosen if the schedule holds by the 30th of November.
The process has been delayed several times. Were you concerned by these delays?
Yes, very concerned, because the Somalis have written a big memo to themselves to the effect that they must have elections every 4 years. And if that slips, then it's very bad news in terms of making sure that Somalia's political journey away from violence and towards a more democratic system would be in jeopardy. I think the reasons for the delay have been partly political and partly practical. Every aspect of this electoral model has been negotiated politically. Most of the political problems have been addressed, but the problems now are largely practical. They're about securing the sites at which the electoral process will take place. They have been things like trying to stand up the various electoral bodies who are charged with supervising and managing the process, including a dispute resolution mechanism. And what's rather amazing about this process is that even though it is Somali-led, Somali-designed, Somali-implemented, the UN has been absolutely central in providing technical advice, financial support, bringing people together for discussions, design the model. I think we've been doing exactly what the UN should be doing, which is, you know, respecting national ownership, but at the same time injecting standards, bringing advice to bear, mobilizing the international community to ensure that the resources are available, and so on.
Thank you very much for explaining all of this to us. What are your expectations for this electoral process?
Well, you know, the world is full of people who see things either glass half full or glass half empty. I think it is truly amazing that this whole process is taking place. There have not been proper elections in this country since 1969. And now every corner of this country is full of people talking about the electoral process, lots of arguments, lots of debates, lots of complaints, lots of political dialogue, including among young people, and I must say, particularly women. I mean, some of the most dynamic political actors right now are women. You know, the whole country has been mobilized politically. And even though there will be some violence, whether from al-Shabaab, which does not like this whole process, or indeed, I'm afraid, from candidates who have resources who may resort to violence to try and get their way, on the whole, so far, it has been characterized by minimum levels of violence, even though we're worried about intimidation and so on. And if this process results in a new president being elected, even though by a strange model, in a way that is received as legitimate by the people of Somalia and indeed by the international community, then this will be an enormous confidence boost for Somalia and will set the stage for it to then tackle some of the other big problems that the country faces, including humanitarian problems, institution building, issues around the environment, human rights, education, health, trade, and all the rest of it. So I'm cautiously confident that it's going to go well and that it will be a big step forward for this country.